Sometimes the sound of an object can seem believable, can seem real, even if the object itself isn't. At least not here on planet Earth. But take things that are a little more common than a lightsaber, like an indoor sprinkler, or that light bulb that's just about to go out. If you're seeing it in a film, you probably aren't really hearing how it sounded when it was filmed. And from a sound designer's perspective, that's a good thing.
Bad sound design is just putting the sound in that you think maybe should be there because the image is on the screen. If you can pin down, oh, that's that thing, that's a problem.
Pete Horner is an award-winning sound designer and re-recording mixer at Skywalker Sound, one of the people responsible for creating a film's sonic landscape. He recently worked on Jurassic World.
Good sound design, I think, is intentional sound that directs your eye and affects your emotions in a thoughtful way.
Horner is demonstrating this by playing back sound design he created for an independent documentary that was used in a training program at Skywalker Sound. In the documentary, the mayor of a town has just died in a plane crash. On screen, we see a scene of a crowd at a carnival, and a big rainstorm is coming in. Hear how Horner plays with the sounds of a grackle, that's a bird, to set the dramatic scene and convey the emotion of the story.
So I took their sound they had recorded of the grackle, and I pitched it down. And that started to sound sort of like screams, and all these people are, you know, running away from the storm that's coming. So I used that in place of a crowd. And then there was also the, if I went down another octave with it. It also still sounds a little bit like a crowd, but there's a little bit of maybe the siren or something like that. It starts to get a little unidentifiable in a way, too. And then down another octave, and it's wind and moaning. But then in this range, that mid-range, it also sort of reminded me a little bit of coyotes. So then I reached for coyotes. So if I combine these coyote sounds with the grackles, that's really interesting. And then I combine that back in with the music. And it's all kind of combining into this ambiguity. To me, sound designer is really about language creation, understanding how sound affects emotion, understanding the story that's being told, and then using sound in a way that really touches people.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Katie McMurrin.